Today on Dayton Youth Radio, we have a story from the David H. Ponitz Career Technology Center about being mean. Here's Youth Radio Project Coordinator Basim Blund.
Sometimes you check the news and you realize you're right in the middle of it. That happened to Doriasia Smith. She saw stories about bullied teenagers and kids who killed themselves because of it. She thought about it and realized she was a bully. Here's her story.
My name is Doriasia Smith. I am now 17 years old. I am a senior, and I'm a varsity volleyball athlete. I was once a mean girl back in 7th grade. A mean girl is someone that picks on somebody else for no reason. Just like bullying somebody. Me and my crew were the mean girls at my school. To tell the truth, I kind of liked it. Me and my group of friends used to bully a girl named Danica. We didn't know anything about her besides what we saw at school, and that was she walked and talked funny. I felt popular, I had lots of friends, and it was funny at the time. Even though it was not nice, I really only bullied Danica because my friends were doing it. Kind of like peer pressure, because I felt like I had to do it to fit in with them. Peer pressure is not all that great. Because you're not actually being yourself. You're being someone that other people want you to be. Hey, I didn't want them to turn on me when they were talking about Danica, because I sure didn't want to get talked about. I also needed friends, so yeah, I was going to try my hardest to fit in with them. I was basically a follower. I remember one thing that we did was really mean, was talk about her hair. We were sitting in class one day, and Danica was in the back of the room. She was sitting at her desk, running her fingers through her hair. Me and my mean girls went back there. One of the girls took her pencil and said, "You don't need this. You don't even know how to do your work with your dumb ass." The other girl began to say, "With your nasty hairstyle." I stood there and laughed with the rest. They all began to look at me like they wanted me to say something. So I went behind Danica and I slightly shoved the back of her head. And I said, "Dummy." We all began to walk away laughing. She started to cry. Danica never told on us. So one day, we tried to get her to start cussing, basically make her like one of us. Of course, we were the people talking smack to her. We just tried to teach her how to argue back so we could actually have competition. But again, all she did was walk away crying. In spring at school, it was lunchtime. I had lunch detention for talking back to my teacher. As I walked into lunch detention, I spotted Danica sitting down, so I decided to sit by her, thinking she would forget all the things that I did. Sadly, she didn't. When I sat down, she quietly stood up and moved away. I felt a little hurt because I knew exactly why she moved. So I tried to make things right. I then got up and moved over there to her. I said, "Danica, I'm sorry." All she did was roll her eyes. I began to say, "I'm really sorry. I know it was wrong of me and my friends to do that, and I apologize." She began to nod her head and smile a little. But she never did say she forgave me. Don't treat me so loud, me, for Dayton Youth Radio at Ponitz Career Technology Center, this is Doriasia Smith. See, your love's got me lost with nowhere to go, gone crazy, insane, and I don't even know. It's like ignorance comes and takes over the show, because I had it all together, but love stolen the flow, trying to. That's a story called Mean Girls, written and produced by Doriasia Smith, a senior at Ponitz Career Technology Center. There's a companion piece on Dayton Youth Radio that goes with this story about bullying. You can hear that on WYSL.org or on the iTunes podcast. Special thanks to Joanne Viscup, Jeff Crowell, and Katie Davis. For Dayton Youth Radio, this is Basim Blunt.
Support for Dayton Youth Radio comes from the Virginia W. Kettering Foundation and the Ohio Arts Council.